This morning on the Hudson River, General Electric removed the first scoop of muck contaminated by PCBs. GE dumped those chemicals into the river decades ago, and this new effort comes after years of legal and political wrangling. It's expected to be one of the biggest environmental cleanups in U.S. history. As Brian Mann of North Country Public Radio reports, there are new questions about the project's safety.
At 11 o'clock this morning, a small crowd of government officials and environmentalists stood in what looks like a massive construction site on the bank of the Hudson River.
Hate it!
George Pavlous, regional director for the Environmental Protection Agency, gave the order over a walkie-talkie. Out on a barge, a giant yellow backhoe reached down into the Hudson.
So he's lifting the bucket, and he's going to place it in the hopper, you know, right there. So officially, the Hudson River is beginning to be dredged. Congratulations to all of you.
Through the mid-1970s, GE dumped tons of toxic polychlorinated biphenyls directly into the water, contaminating a 200-mile stretch of river. The EPA ruled 7 years ago that the cancer-causing muck would have to be sucked up and got rid of. The waste will be squeezed dry at a new processing plant here in Fort Edward and then shipped to Texas for disposal. General Electric fought to derail the project, and even now, spokesman Mark Behan says the corporation has only committed to one summer of work.
Phase one is a full-scale test to see whether the technology, the dredging technology that's available, can meet the very strict performance standards that EPA has established for this project.
The EPA says this cleanup will take 6 years. GE says if it's not satisfied with the results, the company may opt out. That would likely trigger another round of delays and lawsuits. The big question is whether dredging can peel away tons of contaminated sediment without releasing dangerous plumes of PCB-laden silt. Early this morning, Mindy Warmuth, supervisor for the town of Half Moon, stood at her town's water intake pipe an hour's drive downstream from the project. The drinking water here comes directly from the Hudson into Half Moon's treatment plant, which can't filter out PCBs.
We can't be the guinea pigs for a six-year study that shows at the end of this, wow, drinking that much PCBs over that period of time was definitely not a good idea.
The EPA and GE paid for a new pipe to ship in water from a reservoir. But to keep costs down, the government and the corporation only want to use that source as a backup. Just last night, as workers were preparing for today's event, a water quality test not far from Half Moon showed a dramatic spike in PCB levels. EPA officials say they think the result was a false positive, but they concede that the timing was terrible. Anti-dredging activist Sharon Rudgie, who heads a group called CEASE, says she's worried that the region will be branded as another love canal.
With the PCB capital of the world, I guess, it's going to be a very, very long impact to us.
The decision to go forward with dredging was made by the Bush administration. EPA officials and environmentalists insist that leaving PCBs in the river simply wasn't a safe option. Manager Green with the Hudson River Sloop Clearwater says she spent most of her career fighting for this day.
Oh, my goodness.
Huh?
Yeah. You know, I've seen pictures of this in other cleanups, but it's actually here now.
More than 500 people are at work on the project, making it one of the biggest employers in the region. GE says the price tag already tops $620 million. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann in Fort Edward, New York.